When it comes to criticism of the war in Iraq, China has remained largely silent. It has little vested interest in Iraq. But when it comes to another member of the Axis of Evil, North Korea, that's another matter. There are signs that Beijing is becoming more engaged in trying to pressure Pyongyang to drop its nuclear program and behave more responsibly. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
A strange thing happened in February on the Chinese-North Korean border. According to diplomatic sources in Beijing, the oil pipeline, the cord by which North Korea is plugged into its Chinese life support machine, stopped flowing for three whole days. More than 80% of North Korea's fuel needs are supplied by China, and more than 50% of its food. And analysts say Pyongyang cannot survive without Chinese help. The Chinese government has denied oil was cut off, but sources in Beijing say that it's part of China's new proactive diplomacy to try to peacefully curb Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. In a typically indirect Chinese way, they say, Beijing is telling Pyongyang, behave, stop being provocative, or we may pull that plug on your life support permanently. Evan Medeiros, a China specialist at the RAND Corporation in Washington, D.C., says fear of major changes in the balance of power in Northeast Asia means that China would rather see a collapsed North Korea than a nuclear one.
I believe that when push comes to shove during a crisis, that China will have to choose non-proliferation. It will have to choose preventing North Korea from developing and deploying nuclear weapons. And if the Chinese believe the North Koreans are being increasingly recalcitrant and unwilling to negotiate, that the Chinese may gradually begin in an incremental way to cut off food and fuel assistance.
As well as the oil cutoff, the North Korean foreign minister secretly visited China in mid-February. Sources in Beijing say a senior Chinese official told him that if Pyongyang's provocative behavior continued, China might support the imposition of sanctions on North Korea. Some observers say China's pressure seems to be paying off. In recent weeks, North Korea's actions and rhetoric have become somewhat less belligerent. As the war in Iraq goes on, many in China and in South Korea believe the U.S. superior firepower on display is also playing a role in softening North Korean behavior. Lee Chung-min of Yonsei University in Seoul believes that taking on Saddam Hussein militarily has sent an important message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-il.
The coalition forces ultimately will prevail in the Iraqi conflict, and this will send a very strong signal that if Pyongyang chooses to violate all outstanding agreements and really crosses red lines, then they will basically have a lot of pressure on them militarily, sanction-wise, or even politically. And so I believe that Pyongyang ultimately will realize that they have two choices. They can go down the path of ultimately giving up their nuclear options, or they can go down the road of perdition.
Experts say the road to perdition, a second Korean War, would make the current Iraqi war look tame by comparison. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.